Well, I only have two more songs to do before I take a little break, and I've kind of come to the part of the show that I kind of love and hate at the same time. This is where I remind you that we have CDs for sale over there. And if you think about it, Christmas isn't that far away. And a lot of people don't realize this, so I'll just fill you in. The CDs come in a box of 30. And what a lot of people like to do is they like to buy a whole box and... You guys aren't falling for that, are you? No, even more important than that, I have a mailing list out there, and you should sign up on my mailing, and I'll tell you why. Let's say, even if you hate my music, I'll tell you why. Let's say you hate my music. Next time I'm coming back to the kitchen sink, I'll write you an email. And you'll say, ha ha, he's going to be at the kitchen sink. I'll be someplace else. So see, I'm doing you a favor. Okay, one last little commercial before we go on. I don't know if most of you know my first movie. As a matter of fact, my first time in front of a camera was a film called Deliverance. And I've done like 150 movies and television shows, more people want to talk about Deliverance than any other. And there are more myths and legends, and most of them are, I'd say 95% of them are false. And so what I've done is I've written a book on the making of Deliverance, and I turned it into an audio book with me telling the stories. And I did my best to make it not sound red. I wanted it to be like we're just sitting having a beer or a cup of coffee, and I'm telling you the stories of. But I have to warn you about the pricing on that, because it's available on Amazon, I think. I think what they, $26.95, I think is what they sell it for, and I sell it for $30. Well, here's the thing. See, if you order it from Amazon, you have to order it, and then you sit around and wait, and then you have to pay the shipping and handling yourself, and you have to autograph it yourself. So see, I'm doing you a favor there, too. Okay, end of commercials. Now, I don't know if I told you, I turned down about 80% of the acting jobs I'm offered these days. I found out that there's way more money in folk music than in acting. That's a lie. No, I've been lucky. I've had a big career, so I get to go and play little venues because that gives me joy. But occasionally they offer me jobs where I get to act and sing, and it's really easy to get me to go. And this last year I did the last 5 episodes of Nashville, and I played Deacon's dad on Nashville, and I got to do one of my songs that I had written, and it made it onto the album, and I'm so pleased that they picked this song, because this is actually a song that I wrote about 20 years ago, and I wrote it for my brother Mike and his wife Nell. You see, Mike and Nell, they loved each other desperately, but they fought like cats and dogs. And so they went to a marriage counselor, and the marriage counselor told them, he said, the way you guys fight, he said, it's like a dance, and everybody knows the steps. And he said, the only way you're going to get past this is to somehow change the music.